Angry protesters, many waving Hungarian flags, shouted slogans against Prime Minister Ferenc Gyurcsány, who they say betrayed their country by lying to the voters. In a speech recorded at a closed party meeting that was leaked to Hungarian radio, Mr. Gyurcsány can be heard telling colleagues that he and his socialist-led government lied morning, evening and night about the economy. Saturday's protest took place in front of the parliament building in Budapest. Riot police blockaded the parliament building in an attempt to prevent the protest from escalating into violent street riots like the ones that took place earlier in the week, in which more than 250 people were injured and hundreds were arrested. Among the speakers at Saturday's protests was Imre Poskai, a former minister of state in the old communist government who played a role in the transformation to democracy in 1989. He says the majority of Hungarians have enough of lies. Speaking of the socialist-led government, he adds, they wanted to take away our self-respect, so let's restore it. That's why we are here. Paul Schmidt, a member of the European Parliament from Hungary's center-right opposition party Fidesz, told demonstrators that the Prime Minister has caused a moral crisis in the country. He says the upcoming municipal elections on October 1st will be a referendum on the government's performance. He says they will be an opportunity for the left and right wing to, in his words, declare their belief in justice, sincerity, peace, quiet and Hungary's development. Yet independent public opinion polls show that a slight majority of Hungarians do not want Prime Minister Gyurcsány to resign. Mr. Gyurcsány himself has told reporters he made his remarks about lying to provoke a discussion and to encourage Hungary's political establishment to stop what he called years of political deception. Stefan Boss for VOA News, Budapest.